the curse and descendants of Cain. Hello everyone, today we are diving into the story of Cain, a biblical character famous for being the first fratricide in human history. The scriptures tell us that he was cursed by God to live a wandering life due to the terrible sin he committed. But what happened to him afterward? Who were his descendants? Did they serve God or worship Satan? Let's explore these questions in detail in this video. Many people are unaware, but among Cain's descendants were the first polygamist, the first musician, the first metallurgist, and other notable figures. Welcome to our in-depth biblical study on the life of Cain and his descendants. Before we start, don't forget to subscribe to the channel and hit the bell icon to receive notifications of our new videos. To understand Cain's genealogy, we need to look at Genesis 4:16-24. Although many people consider biblical genealogies boring or irrelevant, they have great theological and historical value if we know how to interpret them correctly. Genealogies show us important descendants in different periods of human history, the relationships between peoples and nations, and even God's purpose in certain family lines. Let's read Genesis 4:16-24. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Cain made love to his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad, and Irad was the father of Mahujael, and Mahujael was the father of Methushael, and Methushael was the father of Lamech. Lamech married two women, one named Ada and the other Zillah. Ada gave birth to Jabal. He was the father of those who live in tents and raise livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all who play stringed instruments and pipes. Zillah also had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naama. Lamech said to his wives, "Ada and Zillah, listen to me. Wives of Lamech, hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me. If Cain is avenged 7 times, then Lamech 77 times." Genesis 4:16-24. After murdering his brother Abel, Cain was cursed by God and destined to be a wanderer. God also placed a mark on him so that no one would kill him. However, this did not mean that Cain would never die. According to tradition, he died at the hands of one of his own descendants. Cain went to live in the land of Nod, east of Eden. The word Nod comes from the Hebrew Nod, which means wandering. This name symbolizes Cain's punishment for his sin of murder, as he could never settle in a fixed and prosperous place like Eden. The location of Nod is unknown today, but some theories suggest it was east of the Jordan or in Petra, Arabia. The Bible says that Cain knew his wife in Nod, and she conceived Enoch. Many wonder who this woman was. If we look at Genesis 5, we see that Adam and Eve had other sons and daughters besides Cain, Abel, and Seth. Therefore, Cain's wife was likely one of his sisters. God permitted marriages between close relatives at that time, as humanity was just beginning. Cain built a city and named it Enoch in honor of his son. The name Enoch can be translated as dedicated or consecrated, indicating that Cain saw the birth of his son as a new beginning in his life. However, it is important not to confuse this Enoch with Enoch, the descendant of Seth, who was taken by God without seeing death. Enoch had a son named Irad, whose name can be translated as man of the city. Irad was followed by Mehujael, whose name means struck by God, perhaps reflecting a life marked by difficulties. Mehujael fathered Methushael, whose name can mean who demands his death or man of the sword, suggesting a violent character. Methushael fathered Lamech, who was the first polygamist recorded in the Bible. He had two wives, Ada and Zillah. The women's names indicate their value in society at the time. Ada means adorned, and Zillah shaded, possibly referring to physical beauty. Zillah also had a daughter named Naama, whose name means pleasant. Ada had two sons, Jabal and Jubal. Jabal was the father of those who live in tents and raise livestock, initiating the tradition of nomadic life. Jubal was the father of musicians, players of the harp and flute. Music, created by God, was corrupted by Satan, who was originally the angel responsible for musical worship in heaven. Zillah had Tubal-Cain, a master in metallurgy, who worked with bronze and iron. He developed advanced techniques for his time, which were later rediscovered by humanity. Tubal-Cain is also compared to the Roman god Vulcan, who was the god of metallurgy and fire. Lamech, a descendant of Cain, is known for his violence and arrogance. He recited a poem justifying a murder he committed, comparing himself to Cain, and claiming he would be avenged 77 times. This poem shows the moral degeneration of humanity from Cain to Lamech. Lamech's children contributed to technological and cultural advances, but also perpetuated corruption and sin. Jubal, Jubal, and Tubal-Cain developed skills that benefited humanity, but these innovations were often used for selfish and violent purposes. Noah, a descendant of Seth, was equipped with the knowledge necessary to build the ark, thanks to the skills developed by Cain's descendants. However, after the flood, humanity had to rediscover many of these techniques. Cain's descendants perished in the flood, but their innovations left a legacy. The Bible shows us that the corruption and violence of pre-flood humanity were punished, but also that God continues to bless and equip us with skills for good. Music, which was originally created to worship God, was corrupted by Satan and used for profane purposes. Today, we see this influence in secular music and even in some forms of music within churches. Tubal-Cain was a pioneer in metallurgy, developing techniques that allowed the creation of tools and weapons. This illustrates how knowledge can be used for good or evil, depending on human intentions. Lamech recited a poem to justify his violence, showing a complete lack of respect for human life. His arrogance and pride highlight the progressive degeneration of humanity. Cain's descendants were not God-fearing, unlike Seth's descendants, who began to call on the name of the Lord. In 1 John 3:12, we see that Cain is identified as belonging to the evil one due to his wicked deeds. Jesus also identified those who did not follow God as children of the evil one in John 8:39-44. This shows that not everyone is a child of God. Only those who follow his will are true children of God. The struggle against the desires of the flesh is constant for Christians. As Paul said in Romans 7:19, "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing." We must strive daily to live according to God's will. Now let's explore more in depth the notable figures among Cain's descendants and their contributions to humanity, as well as the parallels with historical events and characters. This analysis will help us better understand the impact of Cain's lineage on biblical and human history. The life of Jubal, the father of those who live in tents and raise livestock, was one of the earliest manifestations of pastoral nomadism. This lifestyle was essential for the survival and prosperity of early human communities. The Bible shows us that even amidst the curse, people still found ways to survive and thrive. Pastoral nomadism was a way of life in which families moved continuously in search of pastures for their flocks. This allowed efficient use of the natural resources available in different regions throughout the year. This lifestyle not only ensured the survival of communities, but also facilitated cultural and economic exchange between different groups. Jubal, the father of all who play the harp and flute, is a crucial figure in the history of music. Music has been an integral part of human culture since ancient times, serving as a means of emotional and spiritual expression. The Bible shows us that Jubal was the pioneer of this art. Although music has been corrupted by evil influences over time, Jubal's impact can be seen in many cultures around the world, where music is used to celebrate, mourn, and worship. The influence of music in worship is particularly significant, as it was originally created to praise God. However, as mentioned earlier, Satan, the fallen angel, distorted music for his own evil purposes. The story of Tubal-Cain, the master of all works in bronze and iron, is fascinating. He was the pioneer of metallurgy, a skill that revolutionized humanity. The development of metal tools and weapons allowed significant advances in agriculture, construction, and warfare. The Bible shows us that Tubal-Cain had advanced knowledge for his time, something that took centuries to be rediscovered by post-flood humanity. Tubal-Cain is often compared to the Roman god Vulcan, who was the god of metallurgy and fire. This comparison suggests that the story of Tubal-Cain may have influenced myths and legends from other cultures. The ability to work with metals was seen as a divine gift, but it also brought with it the capacity for great destruction. Lamech, Cain's descendant, is an intriguing figure. He is known for being the first polygamist and for his violence and arrogance. The Bible shows us that he killed a man and boasted about it, showing a total lack of respect for human life. His comparison to Cain and the assertion that he would be avenged 77 times indicates a deep moral degeneration. Lamech's polygamy and the way he treated his wives, Adah and Zillah, reflect the degradation of the institution of marriage that God originally established. Marriage was meant to be a sacred union between one man and one woman. But Lamech distorted this union by taking two wives and treating women as objects of pleasure and status. Lamech's sons, Jabal, Jubal, and Tubal-Cain, inherited notable skills, but also perpetuated moral corruption. The Bible shows us that although they were talented, they used their gifts for selfish and often violent purposes. The influence of Lamech and his descendants illustrates how sin can propagate and corrupt entire generations. Returning to the topic of music, it is important to highlight that music has tremendous power to influence emotions and thoughts. God created music to be a form of worship and spiritual expression. However, as mentioned, Satan distorted this divine creation. Today, we see many musical genres that promote messages contrary to God's teachings. It is crucial for Christians to discern the type of music they consume and use in worship. Music should edify and glorify God, not promote worldly values. Ephesians 5:19 encourages us to speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. The Bible gives us examples of how music can be used for good. King David, for example, was a talented musician who composed many of the psalms, used to praise and worship God. David's music had the power to calm and inspire, showing the true purpose of music in the lives of the faithful. Returning to Tubal-Cain and his skill with metals, it is interesting to observe how technology and knowledge can be a blessing or a curse, depending on how they are used. Tubal-Cain's skills allowed advances in agriculture and construction, but also brought the ability to manufacture weapons of destruction. The development of metallurgy by Tubal-Cain also had spiritual implications. The ability to create tools and weapons symbolizes the knowledge and power given by God to humanity. However, using this knowledge for evil reflects the fallen nature of man and the temptation to misuse God's gifts. The comparisons between Tubal-Cain and Vulcan in Roman mythology suggest that many ancient stories and legends may have roots in biblical events and characters. This shows how biblical stories have a lasting impact and influence cultures around the world. The figure of Vulcan, for example, is seen as an artisan and inventor, characteristics that also describe Tubal-Cain. The Bible teaches us that we must use the gifts and abilities God has given us for good and for His glory. 1 Peter 4:10 tells us, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." We must remember that our talents are gifts from God and should be used to serve Him and others. The story of Lamech and his descendants also teaches us about the consequences of sin. Lamech was arrogant and violent, and this attitude was reflected in his children. The Bible shows us that the sin of one generation can negatively impact future generations, but also that God is merciful and offers redemption. An example of redemption can be seen in the line of Seth, the other son of Adam and Eve, who began to call on the name of the Lord. The Bible shows us that despite the corruption and sin of one lineage, God always maintains a faithful remnant. Seth's lineage led to Noah, a righteous man who found grace in the eyes of God. Noah is an example of how God can use righteous individuals to bring salvation and hope to humanity. Amid widespread corruption, Noah remained faithful to God and was chosen to build the ark, saving his family and the animals from the flood. This shows that even in times of great evil, God always offers a path of redemption for those who are faithful. Noah's story also teaches us about the importance of obedience and faith. Hebrews 11:7 tells us, "By faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith." Noah's faith in God led him to obey, even when the task seemed impossible. Through the story of Cain and his descendants, we can see how sin can corrupt humanity, but also how God offers hope and redemption. Seth's lineage, which led to Noah, is an example of how faith and obedience to God can bring salvation amid corruption. In conclusion, the story of Cain and his descendants offers valuable lessons about the nature of sin, the importance of obedience to God, and the hope of redemption. We must remember that despite difficulties and temptations, God calls us to live according to His will and use our gifts for His glory. We have reached the end of this video. May we all strive to live in a holy and just manner until we attain the fullness of Christ. Thank you for watching and take care. God bless you all.